Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we're back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680. We'll have the national championship game for you tonight. As our coverage from Westwood One will be there. And, of course, that coverage is brought to you by LouisvilleLadder.com and Derby City Gaming Downtown. As John Calipari is going to do the Woo Pig Suey.
I cannot believe it.
I have a gift for you, Mark Blankenbaker.
You do?
Chris from Richmond. Chris from Richmond, just go. Floor's yours.
Well, well, well. Happy Monday, Diener. I got to tell you. I told you a couple of weeks ago that I didn't have a problem turning into Louisville for a year or two. We win four, we win eight, just as long as that rat bastard is not sitting on my bench. And you know what? I knew he would leave us. I knew he would leave us exactly like he did, like a thief in the night. Good for you, Cal. I knew 10 days ago when I watched that little interview with him and his quote-unquote boss, I said, this is not an interview. This is a hostage video. You two sitting there looking like your best friends. I knew you two frauds. Beavis and Butthead. Dumb and dumber. I tell you what. I have so much mixed emotions because I am a fan of the greatest basketball program of all time. But to have this clown, after 15 years, clown us like he did? Oh, boy. I'm going to tell you something, Cal. When you roll back into Rupp Arena next year with your stupid red on, you're always mismatched anyway, so you probably won't have red on you, stupid little maggot. You're going to be treated like you have never been treated, Podge. You left because the fan base turned on you, and I didn't feel safe anymore. Shut up, dude. We paid you $800,000 a month to fail miserably. Oakland, St. Peter's. You know, I knew we were in trouble when he brought out his lucky coat for a first-round SEC tournament game against A&M. Holy cow. I mean, this is how far you have taken us, Cal? Oh, man. Diener.
Yeah. So who's your guy? Who do you want next?
I don't care, Diener. I don't care because I'm worried, Diener, because Mitch Barnhart didn't hire John Calipari. Big Money hired John Calipari. So this was, I was told this morning, done Saturday night. So I guess, I just heard Leach say, well, it's not done yet. I guess what the final negotiation is Cal wants to take the single-wide trailer to a double-wide trailer down there in Fayetteville. So that's good. That's your new practice facility. It's a double-wide, Cal. You deserve it, you flea bag.
Chris Richmond just asked why he's the best. Nobody can say it with more vitriol and properly conjugated than Chris Richmond. I mean, that's an experience. Like, Chase just breathed like, whew, I was the same way. But that was, and he landed the plane. And he landed plane.
He did. And he's just exasperated. Well, Chris from Richmond's been like this about John Calipari for a while. And, you know, when you have high standards and you're getting great players and you're just falling short on coaching, you know, the part of your job that you're paid to do, you know, it's frustrating for people. So I get it.
Yeah.
Chris from Richmond, and you'll get a new chance, you know. Like,
let's just sit here and bask in the glow of that call, of you know. We don't have a smack off, you know, like Rome, like he would be the one seed, right?
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's just a unique skill set. We need to put that on Twitter. We need to get that call, all of it. If we have to pay the $8 a month to be able to play the whole thing, I got the card. let's sign it up right now.
Oh yeah. No, that's, I mean, that probably is short enough to play the whole thing, I would say.
I have no idea, but if it's you know, whatever we need to do to make sure we get all of that, then let's do that. I'm all perfect for that. Oh, boy. We'll let you hop on in here. You want to follow that up. 267-9680 is the number to get in. We'll have to get to – I can't wait to hear Calipari give the Woo Pig Suey Razorbacks. I mean,
oh, my gosh.
How much – I'm sorry. If you don't think that's fun, Mark, I don't know what more I can give you.
Oh, that's going to be fun. That's fun. I expect you to be
all over this.
That's going to be – and I just – so our guy over there from Matzah Pie, Casper, just sent in a photo of John Calipari in the Bobby Petrino. Like, he put Calipari's face on Bobby Petrino's body with the neck brace and the Sugar Bowl hat and that's great. I just tweeted that out, so you have that. And then, speaking of food, we're gonna get nuggets and mac and cheese today from Chick-fil-A, Bargetown Road in Stony Brook. And man, I'm telling you, that's the place to go if you have any sort of catering needs. So I know, like, this news might be breaking. We might be going long. But if you're gonna hire catering for your business or for the Eclipse or something like that, Chick-fil-A, Bargetown Road, Stony Brook, the place to go. Amazing. They just got it figured out over there on the catering side. And of course, it's Chick-fil-A, so you can't go wrong there.
Texas says, which comes first, Arkansas or UK back in the Final Four? Texter says. Let's see. Blank will flip the moment Cal takes Boogie Fland from UK. I don't know.
Okay.
Texter says Cal wants a Blank wants a picture with Cal and Petrino in Arkansas polos. Yeah, I would. That would be good.
That would be great. Like, does Petrino go to the Calipari press conference today? Do you think?
That's a great question.
Or is it today or tomorrow? Whatever it is.
Whenever it is. Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be great. I know Petrino's kind of angling for the head coaching job already.
He's not something like that.
He is.
Oh, he's no snake like that.
I think he got Colby Smith in there as his running back coach. I think I saw that. That might be. He's got a couple guys from his tree there on offense. So
there's not only Christian Rich and be a one seed. He's like the UCLA in the 60s and 70s. says UK fans just want a coach that will play the best lineup. That'd probably be a good idea.
Well, yeah, like Dillingham and Shepard are coming off the bench. Like, what is that? That was weird. That really was weird.
Yeah. Let's see. And then I think it gets us caught up. So if you want to hop on in, 267-9680, the number to do that. If you find any of that Pete Thamel sound and breaking it down, see if we can get some of that, because there's just really not much. You know, this story broke late last night. I woke up to like 35 texts. I'm like, what? I must be in some awful group chat. And no, not really. Just one semi-awful group chat. But other than that, no. It was all people like, can you believe this is happening?
I didn't believe it was real for the longest time. Like, I thought that it was like, okay, this is Arkansas shooting for the moon. They're really not going to get him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they're really not going to get John Calipari. And, you know, you start seeing more smoke, and I'm like, they're all feeding off one rumor. I'm telling you, this is not going to – and then all of a sudden, Thamel's in there, Norlander's in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people who actually have the juice, and I'm like, this is actually happening. Like, it was like a weird level of belief, because I'm just like, I just did not think it would happen. That John Calipari would leave Kentucky for the Arkansas job. Because to me, it's like not even close. Like, Arkansas is nowhere near the job of Kentucky.
Well, but it just, after 15 years, everything gets stale. I just go back. That job is not built for someone to stay at for 15 years. You're built to be a sprinter for 7 or 8 and get out. You know, I mean, that's what Patino did. That was the absolute best way to do it. Parlayed that into the Celtics, didn't work out. But, you know, he probably could have held on to it for a few more years, because he always talks about, well, if I'd stayed and this and that. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But it was definitely, I just think, you know, you got to have, I just think it's too long there. As you just look, I look at the way that the Tubby, you know, people talk about Tubby. Look at Tubby's first 5 years. They're plenty good. They got a number one recruiting class in about his fourth or fifth year. And then last five, not nearly in the same ballpark. And it's kind of the same way here with him.
True, yeah, and you know, you kind of wonder, he's had other opportunities, like the UCLA job that you mentioned. You kind of wonder if he wishes he had done
that.
No,
the Laker job.
Sorry, oh, it's right. But there was the UCLA thing
UCLA
as well.
The UCLA job was within the last – it was like during when they hired Cronin.
Yeah.
And, you know, you kind of wonder, you know, should he have taken that then? Because, you know, it just kind of hasn't been the same since the COVID stoppage. And that was a good team that Kentucky had going. Like, we always talk about it here that we thought we had a good chance to make a run in that tournament as well because we had a double bye in the ACC, whatever. But Kentucky was on a really good team too, and then they came back with a 9-win season. And, you know, I think Kentucky fans also were like, listen, we went through that 9-win season so that we could get to something better, and we haven't gotten to something better. And, you know, it has been improved, but it's not where we want to be.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Thamel had it first, and here's what he said last night. You won't be able to hear this, Mark, but I'll you know, summarize it for you.
15 years on, he leaves for Fayetteville. Pete, who are the leading candidates to replace Cal in Lexington?
Well, it's funny with the national title and a historic potential UConn repeat or a Purdue first ever national title looming tomorrow, that quickly shifts and becomes the big cloud looming over the entire industry of college basketball. I would think the Hail Mary candidate, the candidate Kentucky is going to do everything possible to get, will be Bulls coach Billy Donovan. Billy Donovan, obviously, you know, has a track record there working for Rick Pitino, and he's worked in, and had a lot of success in the SEC, and he's been a very good NBA coach. He has a team that's on the cusp of the play-in game right now, I believe, in the NBA standings, but he would be, you know, the caliber. If you think of who Kentucky wants and desires, it would be someone of that resume and pedigree. I think the name Bruce Pearl is going to come up. Nate Oates has a giant buyout at Alabama, the Final Four coach from Alabama, from a deal he just signed. You know, there's other names. Maybe Sean Miller up the road at Xavier becomes a factor in the search. But, like, make no mistake, Kentucky is going to go big. They are going to go very big. They are not afraid to pay. Basketball is embedded so deeply in the DNA of that school and that state. They are going to aim the highest.
So the names he, I know you couldn't hear that, but obviously.
I could hear it.
Oh, you could? Okay. Okay. So, yeah, you heard all that. And I mean, if Billy Donovan, if this is the third time he leaves him hanging, I mean. But maybe.
He doesn't want you. No, he might go there. I mean, I know that there was some intrigue with Louisville. You know, I've talked to some people. I know you have too. That, you know, there was, you know, a thought.
Yeah.
Not, I mean, just. You know, eventually
it wasn't
down.
An immediate no. You know,
wasn't an immediate no, but Kentucky.
But if he was thinking about that anyway, and again, Cal was working on this, you know, during the season. But you could not have foreseen the Arkansas job coming open the way that it did come open. And gosh, how funny that would have been if Lou had hired Musselman and then that Cal opens the door for Cal to leave.
Oh, man, that would have been great. That would have been a great storyline. Andy Einfeld or whatever it is.
Enfeld.
Like, yeah, I mean, he was great at Dunk City, but since then, he's been okay.
He was pretty good, Mark. You keep saying that. Wasn't he in the tournament, like Sweet 16 last year or something?
I don't know. He's just never really impressed me. I don't know.
Well, it's on the West Coast, so I'm guessing you don't get a lot of. Well, those.
And I watch a lot of West Coast basketball. Watch our guy Mick and Richard.
No,
and stuff
see,
like
he
that.
Was missed tournament this year, but last 2 years made the tournament, lost first round, Elite Eight. That was 2021. So
in 21, they made the Elite Eight. That was the Indy NCAA tournament.
Yeah, okay. and then went 26-8, and then 22-11, and just had a bad year this year. So it's pretty good, man.
Okay,
not bad.
We'll see you when we play SMU.
Yeah, longtime ACC member. I mean, SMU really put all this in motion. They fire their coach, you know, and that just starts the domino effect. Of all of this, I mean, that's right. Really the power of of ACC basketball right there. I can't even remember the cycle of events. He gets fired. The SMU guy gets fired. So they fired Rob Lanier. That's right. After 2 years. They have high standards in the ACC. You can't be putting up with that crap, all right? And that led to them poaching Andy Enfeld from USC. And so Musselman left Arkansas for the Trojans vacancy. And in Arkansas, took a couple of early swings at Chris Beard and Kansas State's Jerome Tang. I was interested that in Thamel's list there, he did not have Scott Drew. And that's the name, when Louisville was All the conversations with people that knew anything about the approach to Scott Drew, I think all said kind of the same thing. He's probably a better fit with Barnhart at Kentucky. Probably a better fit at Kentucky. Is that going to happen? I don't know. But that's what I kept hearing. So,
well, I mean, what do you set the odds that Kenny Payne joining John Calipari at Arkansas?
If you were to minus 400.
Really?
Yes. Man, I'd say that's happening. That's happening.
Wow. Wow. So Kenny Payne joins back up with John Calipari. We'll see if they capture the magic. What are the odds Nolan Smith goes to Arkansas?
0.00%.
Why? I don't understand.
I don't understand.
He's a great recruiter, despite no recruits. Why would you say that Nolan Smith wouldn't be a candidate there?
Got plenty of reasons.
So weird.
Who can say, Mark? Who can say? we'll let you hop on in here, 267-968. You get a million texts, the text line here. If you want to hop on in, you can do that here. Texter says SMU is to UK as Cincy is to U of L. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. Well, Arkansas is Cincy here in this scenario, right?
Yeah. But yeah. SMU sort of doing that all helped all of this happen. Yeah.
So in this scenario, SMU would be Wisconsin.
Something like that.
Because they got Fickell. And that started the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. Exactly where they'd be. Way to cast those properly.
There you go. Yeah, but no, I mean, you know, we needed something to happen for us, you know, and we had our guy, though. That's the difference here is that we knew that Jeff Brohm likely coming down from West Lafayette. There's no, like, guarantee that Kentucky has their guy here.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, they're going to go through a search. We'll see how much Barnhart handles this. There's no Mike Pratt to kind of talk him into hiring the right guy at the moment. You know, Mike Pratt famously did that with Mitch Barnhart because I don't think Mitch Barnhart was going to hire John Calipari. He had to be.
Yeah, I don't know. I think what he learned pretty quickly, though, was he was not going to hire Calipari the first time. And then when that failed, he realized the only way to save his job was to hire Calipari. I mean, I want to give Mike credit for being a part of that. I'm not trying to poo-poo that, but I'm having been around there at the time, I can tell you that felt like that was the only way he was going to save himself after not hiring him the 2-3 years prior. Like, right. It was pretty much out there. We're like, oh, this is going to Cal.
Right, yeah, you hire Billy Gillespie. Yeah. You know, you better get the next one right.
Well, and you hired him because you weren't, you know, he wasn't even in your top three, Calipari, then. You know, they went to Billy Donovan first, Rick Barnes second, and third was Gillespie. That's how much he didn't want Calipari. And then when Gillespie became the train wreck that he was, the only way for Mitch to keep the natives from getting looking for his job was like, you got to hire Cal. I don't care what you think.
How happy is Mark Stoops this morning?
Oh boy, he's taking a victory lap. The guy that tried to get out himself.
I know. The guy that tried to get out on his own.
Yeah.
What a place. What a place Lexington is these days. It's really interesting to watch. And we'll see. I mean, I feel like Kentucky's going to attract a lot of names. We'll see who they can actually land and who Mitch will go after. Like, if Bruce Pearl wants the job, I mean, that's kind of...
Oh, that would be... You know, and look, people are like, oh, Oates' buyout's $18 million. Well, I think there was real conversations about was $33 million to buy Cal out on the table. Hell, that's, you know, like getting it on a discount. If they want Nate Oates, they should just go get Nate Oates.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if you're serious. I mean, Nate Oates, you know, they don't play a lot of defense with Alabama either, but, man, they play some great offense. They really do. I mean, I'd be jealous if they got Nate Oates. I love Pat Kelsey. We're excited about Pat Kelsey, but Nate Oates is a... The guy's in the Elite Eight this year. You know, that's really strong. At Alabama.
Alabama, they were in the – last I checked, they were in the Final Four.
Oh, they were in the Final Four.
Bird had Ryan just called in and asked if they're going to change their TBT team name from La Familia to something else now. So
they have to. They have to.
Oh, by the way, I've talked with the folks from TBT. We're back going to have the games again here this year. So we'll have those on our airwaves.
Perfect.
So
perfect.
Forward to that.
What do you think is going to happen tonight? Purdue, UConn.
Man, UConn is just taking the fun out of it. It's just hard to see them losing, isn't it? I mean,
it is, but they have Edie, and you've seen how these games get called with Edie, and
right, and they got their big guy too. I don't know, man. I mean, it's hard for me to think anybody's going to beat UConn, but and they have a guy who can seemingly guard Edie. I couldn't believe. Keats opened up the game with DJ Burns on Zach Edey the other day.
I don't know what that was about.
I mean, it wasn't a bad strategy, except for the fact that he's going to pass out after 4 minutes. Like, he could really push him out of where he wanted to go, but he was totally spent, like, yeah, after 4 or 5 minutes.
Like, we know he has a stamina issue.
It was the right call. Like, I mean, it was the right call for a few possessions and maybe positions, but I just thought that was crazy because you could see that he's out of gas already, man.
Who do we want to win? Do we want Purdue to win or do we want UConn to win?
Do we care? I don't know.
Well, you know, UConn, you know, they've just been racking up championships lately, but I love Danny Hurley. And he would be like the first to do it since Billy Donovan, right? Go back to back.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's kind of cool. But also, but if the Big Ten wins, if I root for Purdue.
I know who you're rooting for then. Yeah, no, you can't root for Purdue.
No, because I got to hang on to my Big Ten hatred. Mm-hmm. You know, that'd be 25 years of no championships in the Big Ten. And I'd lose that. I'd lose that.
Yeah, you lose one of your greatest hits albums. You would lose one of your
how happy would Clark Kellogg be?
Yeah, and how unhappy would you be? Clark Kellogg would say, "I found you, Sheriff. I found you. Yeah. I found you. Bow down."
Who cuts the Nets down first? Would it be Matt Painter or Clark Kellogg? Clark Kellogg's getting on that ladder if the Big Ten wins the championship for sure.
How about what did Barkley say the other day that had they won, there wasn't gonna be enough Pabst Blue Ribbon and Natty Light in Tuscaloosa. Is that what he, I think that's what he said? It was the line of the freaking tournament. It was the line of the tournament.
Oh, man.
I might
Barkley's
have bookmarked
great.
That.
Barkley's awesome.
No, they're great for that. Like, the mistake they had the 1 year was having them on the selection show, which is the worst possible place to put them because they haven't watched anything all year. Like, nothing.
Right. You want them to watch the games and react to the games because they can do that.
They are the best. Like, they are so freaking funny with that.
Yeah, and they're great. They're great at it. But the selection show, it's like having you and I on to talk about the NBA.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Or worse, the NHL.
Yeah. It's just preposterous. Yeah,
I'm not going to be able to do it. So, yeah. But no, like, you know, so I'm excited for the game tonight. There's a lot of in my neighborhood. We obviously have the Eclipse, but we have so many Indiana and Purdue fans in my neighborhood that on Saturday night it was like a party and like driveway parties everywhere watching the game. It was unbelievable.
So here you go. Here's what he said. Here where was this?
Hey, let me tell you something. You know what I'm concerned, Ernie? If Alabama wins, I don't know if we got enough Natty Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon to feed these people out here.
Oh my gosh.
<That's> great.
Yeah, out here in Phoenix, there's not a lot of Pabst Blue Ribbon and Natty Light. Yeah. I'm sure they have plenty. I'm sure they have plenty, but you know, so you didn't even have like a party to go to in Phoenix tonight or something like that?
No,
like
I
you
wouldn't have something? Speaking of parties, though, I do need to do some begging. I need and we should have it in on this. Luke Bryan is doing a that private concert. I believe it's Derby Eve. It's Derby Eve party, and it's presented by FanDuel Group, an online gaming company, an official partner of Churchill Downs. I've got the quote here that in the press release, partnering with FanDuel for the Kentucky Derby is an absolute honor. Luke Bryan said in release, it's such an iconic event. Yada yada. I need some tickets. I need some ins here. I need to get into this.
Okay.
All right? I need this. Yeah, now those corporate partners.
Where is it
that
be
should
held?
Work? Right. I mean, we should be. Yeah. That's going to be at the Paris Town Arts and Entertainment District.
Okay. All right.
So he's there with Neo.
Oh,
of course he is, right? Luke Bryan and Neo, you figure,
Neo.
Go hand in hand.
Perfect.
Right?
Yeah, I mean.
Neo, am I saying that right, Neo? Correct me, Chase. Neo?
It's Neo.
Neo, okay. All right. Yeah. Not the
you
guy from The Matrix.
The Matrix?
Yeah, no, not that. Although they're making another Matrix, I saw. Hopefully it's not as bad as a crappy last couple of them or whatever. You know.
Yeah, I mean, they could have stopped after a while, but I guess I had to bring the thing to a close.
Yeah, whatever. I need help with this. Definitely need help with this. I need to know who can make this happen. If you don't have any ends, and I'm going to beg for this again tomorrow because everybody's out of school today, so there will be some pining.
It's your Derby Eve plans is to go to the Luke Bryan concert.
That's what I would like to be.
Yes. I've got to go to another play every year.
Oh no!
Play.
Oh no!
On Oaks Night.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I've got to rush out of.
You
got to
write another letter that's not going to get answered.
I wrote.
You should write them every year. You should be like Shawshank Redemption, right? You're writing letters till they finally give you what you want.
They sent out a thing about you know, they wanted support for like fundraising and stuff. And I wrote back, no, you didn't respond to my last email. So no.
Nope. There was like three N's. No.
And, you know, if you don't have the respect in this town for the Kentucky Derby, I won't even acknowledge the Indianapolis 500. Nope. That doesn't even exist to me. You take that patty ice.
Yeah.
You take that patty ice. The 500 doesn't even exist.
That's Mark Blankenbaker at his finest. All right, we'll continue along here. 267-9680, our number to get in. Get over to Fitness Market. If you are starting at home gym, if you are adding to it, or maybe you want the sauna like I have now, it'll start at $17.99, or the cool tub, it'll start at $7.99. It's great when you talk to Chris and Sarah Weider over there and showing you all these benefits of both the saunas and the cool tubs. And they'll take great care of you over there. It's a Fitness Market, two locations, Westport Road just inside the Snyder. And then Plantside Drive and Waterson Trail, you've got the Superstore. Do not be going in there looking for e-bikes. They don't have any. They're out of the e-bike game. They're into the sauna game. They're into the cold tub game. So don't be walking over there and hassling them for e-bikes. They don't have them. But we got because that's the thing of the past. Future is saunas and cool tubs. And, of course, the best treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, stair mat, whatever you want, they've got over there at Fitness Market. I mean, get over there. Tell me who's talking about them right here.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
She got a wrong thing. That's why I love her. Missing it, bending.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
There it is. There's Neo for you there, Blankenbaker.
Oh, that's Neo.
Yeah,
okay. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, I know. I was thinking the same thing. Chase, what have you gotten us into here? What are we doing here?
I was expecting an eclipse thing to happen or something.
Not happening.
No. So, I don't know.
Well, how about that promo coming in, though, by the way? It was did you hear that? What the UK promo coming in was?
I did hear that, yeah. Is he the most hated now?
Yeah. It was Louis Rebeau promo, and it's pretty timely. At first, I thought, oh, you need to change it. Like, well, now you don't. No, this one's good.
What are the coaches that they've had that they dislike the most, Kentucky? Or that they like the most? Because I feel like Tubby is really, really well-liked.
Calipari was both. I mean, frankly, don't forget how popular Calipari was, you know, when they won the title in 12. You know, I mean, that was an era where you're like, this guy's going to win all of them. I mean, I remember sitting there going, they're just going to. And then they come back and they're like, oh, you know, they got the undefeated team. And you're like, oh, this is. And it was just different after. You know, portions of that. Yeah, go back and look at the list.
Yeah, they had the
title game.
They
won
the title game, and then they were in the NIT, and then they were in the
title game.
Then they were in the title game. It lost. Shouldn't have been there, but knocked us
lost
out.
Lost in the title game. Knocked Louisville along the way. I wouldn't downgrade that one too much.
No, it was. It was an improbable year, though.
And then they come back in 15 and go undefeated.
38
until and 16. Yeah. So, but at that point, you just said this freaking guy is going to be a nightmare forever. But that was, you know, 7 years in, and I just think that job wears on you, man. It's tough to It's tough to win there for that much longer. What we were going to have Jonathan Lintner on today because it was a big win for Lou City over the weekend. But he understands the news cycle. He's like, if we can just let everybody know about our games coming up here, you know, that'd be great because he understands. You know, he's got news judgment. So
I did see that we won over the weekend. I that actually hit my radar. Now I don't know who we played, but I know
they were
we
on
won.
TV. They played Indy 11, and we were talking about it on Friday, right, or Thursday, whatever it was on. It was on CBS. You know,
wow,
big crowd there. Let's see, they are back. They're at Charleston Battery tomorrow. They're back home. The next time they are at home is going to be. Looks like the Oh, here's home match. Next Tuesday, week from tomorrow.
And so. Lou City or the Racing Louisville, I think, plays on Thunder, right? Like they have their match during Thunder that day, like during the day, I believe. I believe that's correct.
Go ahead and look that up.
Yeah,
get yourself up in the air. Chase can sometimes we can go up in the air and Chase lands it for us, but the schedule of the women's soccer team is not exactly college basketball.
Yes, we play the Utah Royals.
Yes,
that day.
Of course.
The Royals.
And hey, we got a big homestand for the Bats getting underway tomorrow. They'll be here for 1, 2, 3, 5 in a row or 6 in a row. That's right. It's Tuesday to Sunday. They got Columbus in here, and Friday is the 25th anniversary. Slugger Field. I'm looking at the schedule, right? Yeah.
Golly, man. Yeah. I remember when that opened. It was with Deion Sanders, like the first run.
First run and first RBI or first hit, something like that.
Something. Yeah. I remember when he played for the Bats, and that was, you know, I can't believe it's been that long because I remember when it opened. It was a big deal to, you know, get minor league baseball back in the city.
That was back at Cardinal Stadium. I was at that game. That was in the early 80s. That's when it came back.
But to have it like an actual baseball stadium.
Yeah, but man, people loved Cardinal Stadium back in those days. I tell you, I mean, it's obviously great to get it, but there was. I mean, if you went to the Bats at Cardinal Stadium the year they had 1 million fans, that was the place to be.
The Redbirds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was 1 million fans. They outdrew like major league teams.
Oh, I know. And I went to a lot of those games and I went to the Beach Boys concert. Remember that? That was awesome.
Racing host Alex Morgan this Saturday, according to Ants. Get fired up, Blank.
Hold up. Do we know that she's coming?
I don't know. I don't know. It's check the Taylor Swift concerts.
You're gonna have to count me as a skeptic that, you know, Alex Morgan, who besmirched our field and her all the lies that the San Diego Wave put out last summer when they spit into the faces of the Louisville children who came out there to see her, and then they lied and then threw Lynn Family Stadium's field under the bus when the truth was she wanted to go see Taylor Swift in concert. And they didn't feel like telling anybody. So Alex Morgan.
So when the email comes in that says, "Hey, ESPN Louisville, we have an opportunity. Do you have any of your hosts that have daughters that might like to meet Alex Morgan? We have a pregame opportunity, but we need to know."
You go ahead and count the Blankenbakers out.
We used to like
Alex Morgan.
Are the girls the same? Have you taught them how to be bitter?
Oh. Yeah, they went to the game, got sunburned, and didn't get to see Alex Morgan.
Okay,
and everybody was looking
around.
They
came to this on their own. This was not you being the hate whisperer.
They're like, it was fine. We went to the game. It was cool, but like we went there to see Alex Morgan, and she didn't play. And I was like, oh, no, she wasn't there. She wasn't there. Why not? Well, she was at a Taylor Swift concert, and they didn't tell us?
Okay, good. Then boo her.
Yeah.
Then you kept
the Blankenbakers out because this is how you lose fans, by spitting in their face, Alex, and then going out there and, you know, blowing it on a national stage. So, you know, do what you want to do. You know, you be who you want to be. Go to all the Taylor Swift concerts, but don't spit in my kid's face along the way. Come on, Racing Louisville. You put them underneath the stadium. I got to go Saturday to just root. I got to get my Racing Louisville stuff on and just – I'll beat the drum. Give me the drum on Saturday at 6:30. I'll bang that thing the whole time. You know, we'll get the fans going. Come on, Racing. Get her. I'm tired of this lady. Spit in her face on the way out, too. She spit in all the kids' faces last summer. Didn't bother to tell anybody and, you know, just threw our whole city under the bus. Yeah, screw her. Absolutely.
There you go. So far, I didn't step on a word of that. And you got all kinds of material in there. There was a lot of bang talk, you know, in there. So we got spit. All that. Spit, bang, all the above. you got all that right there. So there you go. So that's right. They got that going on this week. So Ince's info. If Ince's info is correct, who knows?
It is correct.
Okay.
It is correct.
Right.
I looked it up. Right. I had the Racing Louisville schedule. They do have the Utah Royals, who I think have probably amazing young women playing for the Utah Royals, and they wouldn't spit in the face of kids during Thunder over Louisville. So
and so he said she played a full. Ince said she played a full 90 minutes this weekend. Taylor Swift does not have another show until the 18th. No excuses now.
Right, and also. There is no conflict for Taylor Swift and Ryder's Up Call. There is no concert until the very next week.
Okay. What part of the country is she in for this part of the tour?
Well, after Derby would be France. They go to Paris.
And what about week before?
Week before, there's no dates.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, no dates.
I don't know if she was back around
she
or not.
She get things kicked off with Trav and Paris. So it sounds like Travis and Taylor would be available for the Kentucky Derby.
I don't know, and neither do you.
I don't know.
I mean, you're just
I know there's not an
there.
NFL game. I know there's not a concert.
Yeah.
That's what I know.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a red carpet they got to walk somewhere. Seems like
they may not love the Kentucky Derby like we do. Who knows?
I know. I mean, but Mahomes was last year. You know, seems that we could just keep the Chiefs going.
I figured you'd be all about, you know, Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson would be amazing. I just don't think Lamar Jackson will do it.
I just didn't see you out here stumping for somebody other than Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson, like, hey, Lamar, we'd like to give you money for the Nissan Heisman house. Do you want it? No.
But maybe he'd come back to Louisville. I don't know.
I would love it. I would love it. You're not going to – I mean, yes, if it's Lamar Jackson, we'll move Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce out of the way. But I'm looking to maximize the Kentucky Derby's eyeballs.
Yeah.
You know, the attention that Kentucky Derby 150 deserves it. And, you know, if you get a superstar like that to do it, absolutely.
So Tech says, how is Blankenbaker being a bad dad and letting the girls get sunburned and be Alex Morgan's fault again?
Yeah. No, it's they went out there, they sweated, they got sunburned.
So why would you go back? That's the point.
No, I'm going to go back on my own. I'm not going to make my kids go back.
Oh, okay. No, so you're going to get, let me quote, all your racing Louisville gear. What? How much gear are we talking? Do you throw some of that away?
I've got a shirt. I've got a T-shirt.
Okay, I didn't know.
Racing Louisville T-shirt.
You don't throw your underwear away for them, though, right?
That's just
for
Maui. It's traveled the globe. The Racing Louisville shirt has.
The globe, yeah.
I wore it on the beach in Hawaii, no doubt. Folded it yesterday.
Folded it. Oh gosh. When are they going to invent a clothes folder? When are they going to invent one? Man, I just look at that and I'm like, Max, I can't. You're going to have to do it.
It is tough. And
they tried to make them, and I swear, if they were $5,000, I would consider it. If I never had to fold clothes again, I swear to you, I would consider it.
There's not.
There was one, and that went out of business, and
it went out of business.
Yeah, because
there's a hanger shortage in the Blankenbaker household. I've got to find some hangers.
Thoughts go and prayers.
I'm not leaving today. I'm not leaving today because apparently the traffic in this area is going to be just outrageous.
Yeah. You're going to have a lot of people chasing darkness.
Yeah, chasing the darkness. And there's like the signs, like the Trimark signs say, fill up your gas tank. You may wait hours.
I'm fine to watch it from here. Yeah. I'm fine to watch it from here and not be in any traffic. Totally, totally fine.
Chrissy Banta says Taylor Swift has a new album coming out on April 19th.
Yeah, I thought it was the 20th, but yeah, 19th, 20th. Yeah, yeah. She let everybody know that at the Grammys or whatever it was. Yeah. Yep.
That's right. Yeah, she announced it right there. I'm going to announce it. I'm going to tweet it out when I go back there or Instagram it or whatever
right,
it was.
Right.
Yeah. The king of promotion. We just need her to do it for the Kentucky Derby. Riders up.
Let's go to Bobby up next. Bobby, welcome to Nathan at the Ville, ESPN 680.
Gentlemen, I hope you guys are having a great morning. Had to call in about the Coach Cal news and celebrate that 43 year old accountant officially got John Calipari fired or moved on away from UK.
How's that?
What a beautiful thing. You know, the Jack Golke is the one responsible for
yes. Yeah, the final piece.
Yes, exactly. But really, I was calling in because, Mark, I'm feeling a lot like you are this morning. You know, I'm a big basketball fan, and I hated Cal well before he got to UK. Yeah. I didn't like him in Memphis. I wasn't really cognizant of him at UMass a whole lot because I was a little bit too young to really know those days. But I hope that he crashes and burns at Arkansas because from what I hear, he's a great person off the court. But, man, he seems like a slime ball on it. And I've never liked the way he coached. I think he was bad for the game overall to be at UK. But in general, you know, I'm not saying I want UK to flourish or anything. And I definitely don't want him to get, good Lord, what's his name? Billy Donovan. Oh, gosh.
Oh, God,
mm-hmm. really
oh, God no. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't do that. No, go like exactly. Somewhere between Billy Gillespie and, you know, something like around there, you know, or Kenny Payne.
I think Scott Drew would be the perfect purgatory for them because he wouldn't win. He'd probably get to an Elite Eight or two. But I don't think he'd win a championship, and maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe he's just been, you know, not having the resources at Baylor. But, man, I think that would be the perfect fit for U of L fans because he would be just good enough to keep around but not good enough to actually win anything.
Right. And he's not going to get under our skin. He's just going to be
there. Exactly.
He's just going to be there.
Exactly. And also, I want to say that also, aside from Jack Golke, or Zach or Jack, I can't even remember his name now, besides from Golke, obviously Pat Kelsey's press conference made Calipari so afraid.
Yep.
That he was like, I can't be here, man.
Mm-mm.
You
can't
know,
do
I
it.
Can't be here. I'm this.
Can't do it.
It's too much energy.
So, can't do
guys,
it.
You guys have a
can't
great,
win with them. Can't
guys
do it.
Have a great morning, and I'll
yeah.
hurt you later.
Yeah. Clearly. I mean, it's again, another example of the power of the ACC. Long time. Right. ACC member SMU starts this whole wheel of spinning, and now, you know, that's where we are today.
Pat Kelsey scared him to Fayetteville.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing what happened. And, yeah, man, we got to get this dead period over because I need some recruits, and I need them now.
Need some recruits.
Okay?
Need to do some recruiting.
We need some recruits, and, you know, I just feel like that dead period, the Final Four, we had a lot of momentum with Pat Kelsey and stuff like that, and the dead period came, and it's been like an eclipse against the sun.
Yeah.
And
it's like
I'm
an
ready
eclipse,
for it to be
huh?
over.
Yeah.
It's like an eclipse.
Total eclipse of the heart. We better have that before we get out
yeah,
of here.
Yeah, I feel like that's gonna that's gotta happen.
All right, we'll continue along here. 267-9680. Hey, Vector Security, get ready to come out. They've added some cameras to my house now, and you know, might have been a few little blind spots. There will no more blind spots, Mark Blankenbaker. None. So keep when you want to break in, I'm gonna see you the whole way.
The whole way.
In. Yeah, I'm watching the whole way.
Every angle covered.
That's right.
Yeah.
So they can help you out over there. As they've, I've had them for, gosh, a dozen years or more. I've had them down here at the radio station ever since we moved into Cardinaltown. And Vector Security, they've been various iterations. They were Mid-America, then ADS, and now Vector Security. But the same phone number the whole time, 452-6277. And they'll give you that doorbell cam for free when you mention us when you add service. So do that. That's going to save you hundreds of dollars, and they'll install it. So they're going to get the camera, and they're going to install it for free when you mention us. So it's Vector Security. And when you get over there to Vector, tell me to talk about it right here in the dealership.